This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Pick your sports cliche. Their backs are to the wall. They're in a must-win situation. It's do or die. While overused, they all have a ring of truth when you're talking about the Bruins' game tonight over at the Garden. It's Game 7 against the Capitals. The winners advance to the next round. The losers go home. It's familiar territory for the defending Stanley Cup Bruins, who were in three Game 7s last year. WBUR's Doug Tribou joins us now in the studio with a preview. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Steve.
Calling this series evenly matched is an understatement. Does tight even begin to describe it?
I don't think so. This is unprecedented in NHL history. The first six games of the series were decided by one goal. That's never happened. There's been three overtime games, including Game 6, where Tyler Seguin scored the goal to send the series back to Boston. So evenly matched is just not even not even in the repertoire here. This is really, really tight, especially for a 2-seed and a 7-seed. You might not have expected that.
Mm-hmm. Are the Bruins up for tonight's game?
They definitely seem to be. I was at practice yesterday in Wilmington. The team seems really loose. Of course, they played in three Game 7s last year en route to winning the Stanley Cup. So they seem really comfortable with where they're at. And it's really tough to repeat in the NHL. If you play all the way through to the Stanley Cup Finals, you play into June, and then your season starts up again, you know, almost immediately. So to get back to that level is really hard. Nobody's repeated since the Red Wings in 1998. And Bruins head coach Claude Julien says he doesn't see any difference in the motivation in this year's team.
Personally, I don't think anything's changed from last year's hunger to this year's hunger. I still see the same thing in our players, and I do not sense a single person in that dressing room that doesn't want to go through it again.
So, Doug, the goalies have both played well in this series. The Bruins' Tim Thomas has been in this kind of game before. Washington's Braden Holtby has not. How will that matchup shape up?
Well, Tim Thomas is one of the guys who seems really comfortable with this situation, really relaxed. He's 37 years old. He's played in Europe. He's played in the NHL. He didn't think he was going to make it. Now he's one of the best goalies in the league. Holtby has played practically more games this season in the playoffs than he has in the regular season. He's 22 years old. He's played very well, but if you're looking for somebody to favor in terms of cracking under the pressure, I think Holtby is more likely to crack than Thomas in this case.
What are some of the other keys to the game tonight?
I think the Bruins have to keep their offense building. They have to get good offensive production. They've had power play goals in the last two games, one in each game. They hadn't had any in the first four, so getting that offense going and keeping it going will be key. And the key for both teams will be who scores first. The first team to score has won five of the six games so far.
Important to get on the board first. What's your prediction for tonight? Who's going to be on the board last?
I like the Bruins at home, in front of their home crowd, with their experience in Game 7. I think they'll come out on top. And one thing's a safe prediction either way. I think it's going to be a tight game.
Okay, maybe he'll go into overtime again. Who knows? Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR and is a reporter and producer for Only a Game, which can be heard Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.